Forest. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
An hour before the opening bell, Dow futures are down 7 points. This is NPR.
WCVE Public Radio. Jeff Shapiro joins us now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch for his weekly analysis of Virginia political news. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, Wayne.
Looking ahead, Virginia Republicans, some at least, will be going to Tampa for the GOP National Convention starting Monday, Isaac permitting. Governor McDonnell has already been there in his role as chairman of the platform committee. He'll be going back along with some other Republican leaders, but some others are not going, I understand. How come?
Governor McDonnell, correctly, you point out, will be high profile, certainly by Virginia standards, at the convention. He's giving a primetime speech on Tuesday. Eric Cantor, the majority leader of the House of Representatives, will not be addressing the convention. And George Allen, the Republican nominee for Senate, for the Senate seat he lost in 06, is not attending. And perhaps that is a commentary on their respective campaigns. Cantor running for re-election in the Henrico-anchored 7th. Wayne Powell, the Democratic candidate, making a lot of noise about how Eric Cantor is not making a lot of progress up in Washington as the number two Republican. And while Powell is not favored to win that race, nonetheless he's making things or trying to make things uncomfortable for Cantor. Of course, Allen, the last Republican convention he attended as a as an office holder, was in 04 as a senator, as the head of the Republican campaign arm of the Senate Republican Caucus. He was also an all-but-official presidential candidate at that point. So clearly Allen is trying to keep the focus on this campaign, this Senate campaign here, and not allowing many distractions. Tim Kaine will be at the Democratic convention, by the way. And let me put in a plug for my my colleague Olympia Miola. She'll be in Tampa following the Virginia Republican delegation.
You may, and may I also plug the fact that WCVE Public Radio will be carrying the convention coverage starting Monday night. What is the fallout in Virginia of that Missouri Senate candidate's comments?
Those incendiary remarks by Todd Akin have clearly made Governor McDonnell and Senator Allen uncomfortable. Of course, Governor McDonnell is still wincing from the political fallout over the abortion ultrasound debate here in Virginia this winter. And while he had no choice but to sharply criticize Congressman Akin, Governor McDonald had the perhaps misfortune, if you will, of chairing the Republican Platform Committee at the very day that it would adopt a or propose a constitutional amendment banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest. Allen, of course, has endorsed this personhood amendment, suggesting that a fertilized egg is a human being. Of course, as governor, he signed that parental notification bill, and he's even hinted at support for, you know, first trimester restrictions on abortion to save the fetus. Now, Governor Kaine has his own issues with this issue. He attacked Akin on these remarks about sexual violence, but he's trying not to say much about abortion, lest he perhaps turn off voters who are somewhat in the middle on this issue.
About 2.5 minutes left, Jeff. Looking ahead, President Obama will be campaigning again in Virginia next Wednesday in Charlottesville, I believe. And Paul Ryan, the VP candidate on the Republican ticket, has already been to Virginia 3 times in less than 3 weeks.
All right. Ryan most recently in Roanoke on Wednesday, taking advantage of that Roanoke gig to remind people what Obama said in Roanoke in July about how people didn't build businesses. These are, or public services that support businesses. A lot of these are remarks the Democrats claim taken out of context. President will be in Charlottesville, as Democratic a rotten borough as you will find. By the way, since January, the candidates and Mrs. Obama have made. It will be 23 trips to Virginia effective Wednesday. Again, just since January. Another reminder of Virginia's status as a battleground state.
Yeah, a newly found status just in recent times. The Justice Department has approved Virginia's voter ID law, not a photo ID law, as some favored. But give us your take on what that means.
Well, of course, we have a much looser law as approved by the Justice Department than, say, up in Pennsylvania, where there is a requirement for a photo ID. You would show up at the Virginia polls with a gas bill, and that might qualify as the appropriate identity papers. Bottom line here is that if you don't have a correct identity card, you cannot cast a ballot that counts at that time. Until your identity is confirmed, your vote will not count. Of course, the critics of this law say it's nothing more than an attempt to suppress the Democratic vote. The Justice Department could still challenge this law as discriminatory, but it would have to establish some evidence of that, and that would assume a cycle or two of business before they actually did so.
Right.
Unlike these disputed laws, again, in Pennsylvania, places like Texas and South Carolina, all challenged by the Justice Department, the Virginia law allows some flexibility. And, of course, Governor McDonnell has directed the Board of Elections to issue fresh ID cards. It hasn't happened yet, but it's supposed to.
Okay. We have just a few seconds left, Jeff, so I think we're going to have to leave it there for today. But I'll talk to you again next Friday.
Looking forward to it.
Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. It's 8:40.